Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
In today's workplace, success is often attributed to a combination of intelligence, adaptability, and interpersonal skills. While intelligent quotient IQ has traditionally been considered a strong predictor of job performance, emotional intelligence, EQ, has gained significant recognition as a crucial factor in workplace success. And understanding the difference between IQ and EQ and how they complement each other can actually help employees and leaders create a more productive and harmonious work environment. So if I'd landed off planet Zarg and I'd never heard these two letters together, what is IQ? Well, IQ, or intelligence quotient, measures an individual's cognitive abilities, including logical reasoning, analytical thinking, problem solving, and memory. It's often associated with academic achievements and technical skills. Now, IQ is commonly assessed through standardized tests like gauge mathematical ability, verbal reasoning, and spatial awareness. In the workplace, a high IQ can be advantageous, of course, for roles that require complex problem solving, strategic thinking, and technical expertise. Employees with high IQs are often seen excelling in jobs that demand strong analytical skills, such as engineering, finance, which is my background, and research. Their ability to process information quickly and efficiently makes them valuable assets in data-driven and knowledge-intensive industries. However, while IQ can help individuals understand and analyze information, it does not necessarily translate to effective communication, leadership, or teamwork. So what is EQ? Well, emotional intelligence, EQ, refers to a person's ability to recognize, understand, and manage their own emotions while also being attuned to the emotions of others. EQ is actually composed of five key elements. Number one, self-awareness, understanding one's emotions and their impact on others. Number two, self-regulation, managing emotions in a constructive and controlled manner. Number three, motivation, managing drive and enthusiasm, even in challenging situations. And number four, empathy, recognizing and understanding the emotions of others. And then finally, number five, social skills, navigating social interactions effectively, including conflict resolution and collaboration. In the workplace, EQ plays a critical role in teamwork, leadership, customer service, and of course, conflict management. Employees with high EQ are more likely to work well in teams, handle stress effectively, and build strong relationships with colleagues and clients. Leaders with high emotional intelligence can inspire and engage their teams, fostering a positive work culture that leads to higher productivity and job satisfaction. So, of course, the question is, IQ versus EQ, which is more important? Well, in my opinion, while both IQ and EQ contribute to workplace success, their importance often depends on the nature of the job and the level of interaction required. In technical roles, IQ might be more critical as employees need to process complex information and solve problems efficiently. However, as individuals progress in their careers, EQ becomes increasingly important. So here are some strategies to enhance both. For IQ, engage in lifelong learning, take on challenging tasks, improve analytical thinking, and develop specialized knowledge in your field. Now for EQ, practice mindfulness, or what I call being present. Actively listen to colleagues, seek feedback, and work on emotional regulation techniques. So, conclusion. The debate between IQ and EQ is not about which is superior, but rather how they complement each other. In an ideal workplace, employees and leaders should strive to balance cognitive intelligence with emotional intelligence. A combination of both ensures not only professional competence, but also the ability to navigate interpersonal relationships, manage stress, and create a collaborative and productive work environment. Organizations that recognize the value of both IQ and EQ will ultimately cultivate a more resilient and successful workforce. I've personally observed, however, that leaders with high levels of EQ are actually better able to guide an organization through change management initiatives, where uncertainty is the only constant. In my experience, a certain level of IQ is a given in most roles, making EQ the key differentiator that provides individuals, teams, and organizations with the competitive edge they need in a highly competitive working world. So that's my summary of EQ and IQ.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.